Hi everyone, this is Dr. Tracy Ferrone, and I'm here this month to read you another article. It'll be about January when you'll be hearing this, but it's November now as I'm reading it to you. And I'm going to tell you a little story about something that happened to me recently, and hopefully can help you if something similar happens to you as well. The title of the article is Going Down the Road. Proper transport of agricultural livestock is a familiar topic amongst veterinarians and largely regulated by the USDA. Animals move for a variety of reasons, herd restocking, breeding, shows, and fairs. But going down the road in my profession often refers to animals being loaded up and transported for slaughter. Even at this point in an animal's career, there are volumes of guidelines and regulations in place to assure proper safety, treatment, and the reduction of stress of the transported animals. Veterinarians study the medicine of transport for animals to address the stress, injury, and exacerbation of disease that improper transport may cause. In contrast, honeybee colony movement within the U.S. is largely controlled by the state's apiary programs or inspections, and going down the road, in this case, is purposed to further propagate life through pollination. While the majority of our honeybee colonies in the United States are designed to be migratory hives, most beekeepers in the U.S. are small-scale operations that are not typically designed for movement. Migratory beekeepers may have hundreds to thousands of small to mid-sized hives bolted down to pallets. Pallets which can be moved with fork trucks, a train crew, and then hauled on big rigs. Movement is a typical day's work for these folks. Most backyard beekeepers may have several large honey-producing hives, a pickup truck, and a dolly. Most small-scale beekeepers never have had to consider the movement of their hives, until you do. Due to the new construction coming into an area, I had to move all the hives from one of my apiary locations to another. While I had helped migratory beekeepers before, I now had to plan the movement of my own big, fat honey hives, all of them in the yard. So life experience has provided me with yet another topic I thought I could share with small-scale beekeepers, just in case you may find yourselves in a comparable situation. Not unsurprisingly, I discovered that many of the things that should be considered in the movement of any agricultural animal also applies to honeybee colonies. Here are seven important steps to consider when planning and executing a small-scale move within a single operation. Number one, pre-planning. Before the move, be sure you have researched any laws or regulations you may need to follow to move your bees. If you are crossing state lines, you will likely need a state health inspection before the movement of the bees or equipment. Some municipalities may also have ordinances on honeybees or the number of colonies you may have. Also before the move, evaluate and prepare the new site so the new hives can be placed into the apiary area as easily as possible, i.e. make sure to have the ground leveled, the weed barrier down, fencing, and hive stands in place. Consider any biosecurity issues. What are the possible risks? Bears? Are there any other hives in the new area? Do not move any diseased hives. Keep Varroa in check. Consider any other bee-related equipment that may need packed. Be sure to properly close down the previous site, leaving no debris behind. Consider the new environment. Is the forage in the area adequate for new hives? Understand that this evaluation and preparation will take an investment of time and work, but reducing the stress of your bees, you and any team members may be well worth the effort. Number two, timing. Time of day. Movement of colonies must occur at night. Waiting until after sunset assures us that all the bees are in the hive and they will be less active during the move. It also means you will be doing this in the dark. Bring flashlights. Red lights may be best so as to not attract any stray honeybees to artificial lighting. Also, under timing is the season. If extra honey supers are on the hives, you may want to consider extracting the honey before the move to reduce hive size and weight. For the move, try to pick a fair, mild day without precipitation or high winds, and temperatures between 55 and 85 degrees Fahrenheit. In seasonal areas, if possible, move colonies in the early spring when colonies are still smaller and have not established a foraging pattern for the season yet. Moving in the winter or in the middle of a nectar flow would not be advisable. The last thing under timing is time on the road. Consider the amount of time bees will be in transport, minutes, hours. Longer times can cause the bees to overheat or become chilled if air exposure is too much or too little. Plan a safe place to stop along the route if needed. Hopefully, for a small-scale move, you will not have much distance to travel. Number three, closing the entrances. After the sun goes down and the bees are in their boxes, don your veil or suit, gloves, and close up all the entrances. Don't forget that top entrance, top and main. Fitted wood blocks and/or duct tape may be helpful to secure the entrances. Number four, securing the boxes. Use ratchet straps to secure boxes together, bottom board to top outer cover. Be sure to have enough straps to secure the boxes to the transport vehicle. Place boxes firmly together on the transport vehicle to reduce slippage and reduce wind exposure. Number five, heavy lifting and moving. Here's the fun part. How do I get the bees, perhaps the big fat honey hives, onto the truck? Well, I hope you can recruit a few strong and bee crazy friends to help. Trucks with lift gates, dollies, a big wheeled wagon, and strong friends to get the bees on and off the truck are helpful. Have everyone wear beekeeper PPE. PPE. That's the wrong kind of PPE. PPE to prevent against stings. Even though you may have closed the entrances and a few stray bees will be flying around, they may not be incredibly happy. Have some sting first aid on hand. Once in transport, drive carefully and have hive identification or any licenses available. Having at least one trailing vehicle is also helpful to keep an eye on how well the hives are riding to prevent any potential transport mishaps. Number six, removing restraints. Once the new colonies are in their new location, understand that the shuffled colonies may not be in a particularly good mood immediately. Give them a few moments to settle from the transport and then carefully remove the straps and entrance restrictions. It is important to establish airflow through the hive relatively soon after arrival. And then finally, number seven, adjustment. Hives moved to the new location will need several days to recalculate. You may witness reorientation flights, that's when the bees fly up and down in front of the hives. And if there are other hives in the area, you may see robbing behavior. Adding robbing screens or entrance reducers to existing hives in the area may reduce the efforts of this robbing behavior until the new hives establish a typical foraging pattern in the environment. In conclusion, I can tell you about my move. It was successful. I'm happy to report that with the help of a team of students, several strong maintenance crew members, a truck with a lift gate, and several dollies, we were able to successfully move my big fat honey hives, 15 in all, about 20, sorry, 12 miles, excuse me, 12 miles to a new location, all within one Commonwealth. So no state lines for me. We had ideal weather and a nice night for the move. We did have to move the hives during the nectar flow, in the fall. Five established hives in the new location were subject to some robbing by their new neighbors, so not everything was perfect. But after about a week, a new normal was established throughout the yard, and their beekeeper, me, playing Robin Hood to balance the colonies and to prepare for winter at a new home base. I also have some great pictures if you get a chance to see this article in Bee Culture magazine. There are six pictures that show you the step-by-step as I completed the move with a lot of help. I hope you enjoyed this month's article and my reading of it. Hopefully I'll see you or hear you, or you'll hear me next time. Bye-bye.